This is Mr. Chuck Rankus, Superintendent of River Local School District, with the January edition of 5 Minutes with the Black Bears. Thank you to our sponsor, the Coshocton Regional Medical Center. Highlights from our Board of Education meeting on January 12th. The board held their annual budget meeting along with a reorganizational meeting for the calendar year. At the meeting, Mrs. Minnie Duncan was elected president and Mrs. Gail Gallowitz was elected vice president. Each member also signed up for committee assignments along with year-long representative to the Career Center being Ms. Gail Gallowitz. Also at this meeting, the board passed several resolutions for the year concerning general business, including meeting times and dates throughout the year. Meetings will now be held on the third Thursday of every month. At the Board of Education meeting for January, the board accepted several donations for each school's Christmas Castles projects for families in our district. We also accepted a donation for our free student passes project and for the cost of the paw print newspaper that the district has started. The board also passed a resolution to accept Klein Mechanical as the contractor for the HVAC project in the two-story wing at RVHS. They'll begin work immediately and be completed by the start of school in late August. We're also working to take bids for the new bus loop at the intermediate school to separate the bus and car traffic for next school year. January is School Board Recognition Month. Each board member was presented with a certificate from OSBA for their work throughout the year. Thank you to our board members for their time and effort to make our district better. I also gave some reports from our committees about upcoming discussions between the MVESC and the Ohio Valley ESC. At the meeting, we also approved several of our spring sports coaches, and I gave a report on the current status of our winter sports programs. Finally, we celebrated the retirement of our school treasurer, Mrs. Lee Williamson. Lee has been the school treasurer at Riverview for 22 years. She has been only the third school treasurer in the history of Riverview Local School District. Thank you to Lee for her commitment to the district, its students, and staff. She's done a wonderful job. We'll celebrate Lee on Saturday, January 28th at a dinner in her honor. If you'd like to send Lee a retirement card, you can send those to the district office and we'll make sure she gets them. So what's happening in our schools? At our elementary schools, they're working on PBIS rewards throughout the year and rewarding students for doing great things in our schools each day. Coshocton Cares does Reading Buddies, where students from Coshocton County Career Center visit our kindergarten and first grade classes. All elementary schools will be doing combined fundraisers through their PTOs for the elementary playground project for next school year. We'll be building a playground at the intermediate school, currently the junior high, and updating some equipment at Riverview Elementary, currently at Warsaw. The goal for the project is to raise $100,000 from sources to avoid spending general fund money on this project. At the junior high, the Style Show Choir visited all the elementary schools to perform prior to Christmas break. Mr. Wagner took his 8th grade handbell classes to various locations throughout the community to spread some Christmas cheer. The character education program will be starting in the 7th grade soon. The program focuses on social and emotional development, social skills, and decision making. Junior high basketball teams are working hard and continue to develop and improve their skills. The junior high wrestling team is also working hard and won their only home match on January 4th. What about the high school? The music department put on their annual Christmas and band concert prior to the break. They put on an absolutely outstanding performance. We hosted a PBIS kickoff on January 6th where the senior class won the class challenge and was awarded a pizza party. Mr. Branch and Mr. Scott each took a pie in the face. I'm glad that wasn't Mr. Rinkus. The winter athletic teams are in full swing. The bowling teams are having a fantastic season, and both teams are currently undefeated overall and in the league. So things we're working on as a district. As a district, we're proud to have our first edition of the Paw print out in the Beacon as an 8-page insert. The plan is to have 2 more editions the rest of this school year. Thanks to those companies who have sponsored the Paw print. If your company is interested in help cover the cost of the Paw print, please call my office and talk to Renee Anderson. We also continue to work on our strategic plan called the Black Bear Success Plan. The committee of 40 staff and community members were joined by 20 students and several parents to complete a SWOT analysis on January 11th. SWOT stands for Strengths, Weaknesses, Opportunities, and Threats to the District. We are currently working to compile all the information gathered by the committee and will present it to the board at a work session on February 1st, along with the Strategic Planning Committee and the public. With the retirement of Lee Williamson, Ms. Kara Kimes assumes the duties of Treasurer of Rearview Local School District on February 1st. Kara is a graduate of John Glenn High School and Muskingum University. Kara has previously worked for the State Auditor's Office and Charter School Specialists. We welcome Kara and wish her good luck in her new position. Mark May 6th on your calendar as a day to celebrate Rearview Local Schools. We have open houses in each of our schools, and the high school will be hosting their first annual vendor fair. Come out and tour the buildings, meet classmates, and reminisce in your buildings. Rearview has a rich history because of our fantastic alumni. Finally, January 25th is the next Coffee with Chuck at Perry Chapel at 6 p.m. Come out and hear about your school district, its finances, and the transition we're making next year. Love to see you at Perry Chapel, January 25th, 6 p.m. Again, thank you to Coshocton Regional Medical Center for sponsoring 5 Minutes with the Black Bears. Have a great week, and as always, go Bears!